Chairs No Waiting, episode number 579, Month of Mayberry. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and pick out some of the great Mayberry items they got over there. We got some Barney's Squares t-shirt with four pictures of Barney right there on the front. You don't want to miss that out. Go check it out. Or maybe you'd like to have a Otis Shine On t-shirt. It's got Otis on it. Who wouldn't like that? If you're having to wear a mask to work, we've got bandanas, lawmen bandanas, and a big face Barney bandana. Head over to WeaversDepartmentStore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you and our patrons over at Patreon. So it's patreon.com/two chairs. Hello, everybody. Hello to you. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and it is great to have you here in Mayberry this evening, this morning, whenever you're listening to this, to spend a little time just talking about the month of Mayberry and just all kinds of stuff Mayberry related. We're going to hear, after I talk for a little while, we're going to hear from Randy Turner, and we just got all kinds of Mayberry stuff going here. All right, so here's what I wanted to tell you about MeTV. MeTV is a television network that hopefully all of you get. Everybody listening, hopefully you get it, because if you don't, you're missing out. It's got a lot of really fun stuff on there. And in the month of May, they're doing the month of Mayberry. Oh, you see what they did there? The month of Mayberry. It's May. Yeah. See, it's May. Yeah, so that's pretty good. Yeah. So they have a little promo. I'm going to play it for you because this is pretty fun. Let's head over there and check out the promo for the month of Mayberry, and then we'll talk some more about it on the way back.
MeTV presents the month of Mayberry.
This is gonna be fun.
Featuring select episodes of The Andy Griffith Show.
One of the all-time greats.
Mayberry RFD and Gomer Pyle.
Golly.
Also, Mayberry citizens make special appearances on other MeTV shows. Plus the reunion movie, Return to Mayberry. Go to MeTV.com for the full Mayberry schedule.
Well, let's go.
It's a celebration of all things Mayberry. All May long on MeTV.
Oh, I'm excited. I don't know if you are. This is always fun. So even if it's May has already passed for you, if it has when you listen to this or watch this on the video, don't worry. All these episodes are still available out there in the world, and you can watch them yourself. But this is going to be fun because those of us can watch along with everybody else in the country that has access to MeTV. So let me just give you a little bit of a rundown of what they're saying. MeTV is America's number one classic television network, and they're proudly presenting the month of Mayberry, a full month-long celebration of all the memorable television series featuring the people from Mayberry and the beloved characters that are seen there and made famous on all these shows. During the special event, viewers can view and tune in to specially selected episodes of The Andy Griffith Show, the beloved spinoff Gomer Pyle USMC, and the spinoff that was a continuation of the original series, Mayberry RFD, along with all the TV reunion movie, you know, Mayberry, Return to Mayberry, and other TV series that featured Mayberry cast members, their favorite folks on there. The month of Mayberry is kicking off on Sunday, May the 3rd, 2020. And the very first episode that they're going to show is The Andy Griffith Show and Gomer Pyle and USMC. They're going to start airing at 5 p.m. Eastern Time and Pacific on the 3rd of May. So go ahead and set your clock there. And then starting on the Monday, the 3rd's on a Sunday, and on Monday, they're going to start showing episodes for 4 weeks. They're going to be back-to-back episodes celebrating unforgettable characters of The Andy Griffith Show that are going to start at 8 o'clock Eastern Time and at 8:30. And they're all going to have theme weeks. And I'll go over that in a minute, but they're going to be, the weeks are going to be like All About Andy, The Fife is Right. That's kind of funny. Opie Dokie is the third week. And the fourth week is going to be the B Team. They did a great job with this. They're all going to be featuring Aunt B and other sidekicks, you know. Then in Gomer Pyle USMC, they're going to be coming on after the Andy Griffith Show every evening. with a special collection of best of episodes featuring classic songs that when Gomer sang and stuff, and Mayberry guest stars. I'll give you a little bit more detail in just a couple of minutes. On Sunday, May 31st, so the end of the month, to wrap it up, kind of, the month of Mayberry is going to have a heartwarming finish with the made-for-TV reunion movie, Return to Mayberry, at 5 p.m. Eastern Time and Pacific. That's May 31st. You don't want to miss out on this stuff. A special bonus on weekday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. That's early for a lot of us because I don't live in the Eastern Time Zone. But at 7 a.m., I've got a DVR, and MeTV is going to have rarely seen color episodes of the Andy Griffith Show. Now, I know you don't like color episodes. I know you don't. Give them a little bit of a chance. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what they're going to be. Record them. Try watching them. Turn the color off. Maybe that'll help you enjoy them more. And right after that, so at 7 o'clock in the morning, they're going to show those Eastern Time. They're going to show the color episodes of the Andy Griffith Show. And then at 7:30, Mayberry RFD is going to come on. Wow. Can you believe it? They're going to show them back to back like that. That'll be great. Then coming up at, I think it's 10 o'clock, they're going to show episodes of Matlock. So you've got all kinds of Andy and Andy Griffith Show stuff throughout the entire day for the entire month of May. This is going to be a lot of fun for us diehard Mayberry fans that love them so much. Matlock is going to feature the Don Knotts episodes and different people that were on the show that were also on the Andy Griffith Show and Matlock together, right? They're going to be on there. They're going to have on Sunday afternoons, they're going to have Love Boat that are going to star Mayberry people like Andy Griffith, Don Knotts, Jim Nabors, Ronnie Shell. Wow. All this information you're going to be able to find out on the website for MeTV. Now, if you haven't been there, it's metv.com. You can head over there and check it out. There's already links there for that if you're watching now. And you can head over and see the schedule because it's all there as well. You can go down and find the actual schedule. It's going to be absolutely great. The actual schedule for all month long of the Andy Griffith Show there on MeTV. So this is not an advertisement for MeTV. This is a fan excited about the fact that MeTV is doing this. So I want to support them. All right. So they sent me some material to talk about. And then we'll go over, I'll tell you some of the episodes that they're going to show. But some of the material, last week here on the podcast, we had the, what did I call it? Super Easy Mayberry Trivia or something like that. I can't remember the exact name. Okay, I was wrong. So they sent me some trivia to give you guys. Now they weren't expecting this to be like the Andy Griffith Show fans of the world right here. So this is for people who enjoy the Andy Griffith Show that don't watch it. So you can ask this to people at work and stuff, and they'll be able to get these. Okay, so let me give you the trivia. There's five questions, so go ahead and get ready. Go ahead and get ready. Here's the first question. This is a hard one. The fictional town of Mayberry is located in which state? It's multiple choice. Tennessee, Georgia, or North Carolina? Okay. Which state is the fictional town of Mayberry located in? The answer is North Carolina. Okay. So if you didn't get that, you need to listen to this podcast and go back and go all the way through every one of the 579, counting today, episodes, all right? So you need to do that. What is the last name of Andy's character on the Andy Griffith Show? Is it Richards, Taylor, or Douglas? I like the Douglas one, actually. All right. Richards, Taylor, or Douglas is Andy's character's last name on the Andy Griffith Show. All right. So the answer is Taylor. Did I say the answer to the first one? North Carolina is the right state. Did I say that? I can't remember. All right. What is Barney's last name? Here's the multiple choice. Piccolo, Rubble. That's funny. Or Fife. Piccolo, Rubble, or Fife is Barney's last name. All right. You guys should, I hope you're doing well on these so far. I trust you and I are getting these. I'm not great at trivia, and I got these right. His last name is Fife. Barney Fife. Barney Fife. All right. Here's one. How is B related to Andy? How is B related to Andy? People in the chat room are saying Barney's last name is Fike. You must work for the paper, the Mayberry Gazette, those people in our chat room. All right. How is B related to Andy? Is it his aunt, his mother, or his sister? All right. So the answer is Aunt B. She's Aunt B. Everybody. All right. So last question, 5 of 5. So you're going to qualify to watch all this Mayberry stuff if you get this one as well. All right. Here's your answer. Or the question, what was the name of Jim Nabors' character on The Andy Griffith Show? What was the name of Jim Nabors' character on The Andy Griffith Show? Was it Goober Pile? Geezer Pile? Geezer, I like that. Geezer Pile or Gomer Pile was Jim Nabors' character on The Andy Griffith Show. All right, so the answer is, if anybody said Goober, you're in trouble. All right, his name was Gomer. Gomer Pyle, USMC. All right, so those are the trivia questions that they sent me, and they were pretty easy, I hope. I hope you all got these. You and I, big Mayberry fans, we got these, right? Yes. If you didn't get them, just lie to me and say you did, because I'll feel better. All right, but here's some things that they did send me I thought was very interesting that I didn't know, and I didn't check up on it. So if it's wrong, blame me, TV. All right. 5 things to know about Mayberry. Okay. Number 1, did you know, which I did not know. I didn't know and didn't check, make sure it's true, but I have no reason to believe it. I like it. Did you know that Denver Pyle, who played Briscoe Darlin on The Andy Griffith Show, was a real life Jed Clampett? Did you know that? I didn't. The actor made his wealth from leasing oil wells in Texas and Colorado. I didn't know that. Oh, thank you, MeTV. That's a good one. That was a good one. All right. Number 1, I didn't know that. All right. So here's number 2. There's 5 of these as well. These were good ones. Did you know that Sam Broderick, the writer behind some of the best Barney moments on The Andy Griffith Show, also created the TV show Saved by the Bell? Did you know that? Yeah. He wrote Barney's Bloodhound, and years later, he came up with the character Screech. So that's pretty cool. Sam Broderick. Bobrick. That's it, isn't it? Not Bobrick. Bobrick. All right. And next, number 3. Did you know that the acoustic guitar that Andy Griffith plays on The Andy Griffith Show has a link to the actor's past? Did you know that? Okay, so I did know this one. Andy Griffith formerly played the same guitar on the movie A Face in the Crowd as the character Larry Lonesome Rhodes. So Andy was in A Face in the Crowd, and he played Larry Lonesome Rhodes. Remember that? Larry Lonesome Rhodes. That guitar he played on there was the exact same guitar he played on The Andy Griffith Show. Now, if you've ever seen the movie, the guitar was black. It was black. So Andy, after the movie was over, asked if he could have the guitar, and they said, sure. So he had it stripped down, and just that, I don't know what color, what do you call that? Just wood color guitar. I don't know, but it was just wood color. He had it that way. Now, it also didn't have a pick guard on it on The Andy Griffith Show. So a little extra trivia for you. There you go. So I thought you might like that. All right. Number 4, I got 5 of these. These are pretty good. Good job, MeTV. Good job. Did you know that Mayor Roy Stoner of Mayberry and Mike Brady from Brady Bunch, the dad, okay. Did you know that both of them went to the same imaginary college? I did not know this. All right. The diploma from the fictional Norton College hangs on the wall in both characters' offices. That was a really good one. I've got to go and try to find the Brady Bunch now where you can see that and then find it from Mayor Stoner. So Mayor Stoner, Roy Stoner, S-T-O-N-E-R, Stoner, not Stoner. Roy Stoner and Mike Brady, the architect on the Brady Bunch, both went to the same college, Norton College, because their diplomas are hanging on the wall. That's cool. Now, what would be really interesting if it is the exact same one, if they used the one from the Andy Griffith Show prop and then hung it on the Brady Bunch wall, that would be big. So now we have a connection between the Brady Bunch and the Andy Griffith Show. Congratulations. Congratulations, everybody. That was really cool trivia. We got to find that. All right. Number five, did you know that Andy Griffith's first wife, Barbara, made an appearance on the Andy Griffith Show? Some of us may know that. But Barbara Griffith made an appearance on the Andy Griffith Show. She played a member of Mayberry's choir in the episode The Song Festers, playing homage to the homage to the way the couple originally met, because they sang together. Remember, they did that. She had one line: "I'm sorry, Mr. Masters." So that was her line. So there's five things to know about Mayberry. And those were pretty good. Those were pretty good, weren't they? Great job. Good job, MeTV. Appreciate it. So let me play a few little sound clips. They sent me all kinds of really cool stuff. So they sent me these little sound bites. So listen and see if you can figure out what all these are and try to bring back to your memory all these great little sound bites from the Andy Griffith Show. And then I'll come back and I'll tell you about which episodes are coming on when and all that kind of stuff.
Well, let's me and you just consider this case closed, don't you?
Okay with me, Paul.
This is gonna be fun.
One of the all-time greats.
Golly.
I got great news.
Do you have an appointment, Mr.
Taylor. Sheriff Taylor of Mayberry.
Well, Andy, it's all about you. The sheriff is more than just a sheriff. He's a friend.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
Me too.
Ready at master control?
Ready, switch on.
Well, you sure come to the right town, all right.
Me?
Well, what are you surprised about? That's what I'm here for.
What's the matter with Barney? He's all right.
Lots of luck to you and yours.
Well, the best to you, and if you ever buy this way again, be sure and stop by.
And next thing I know, why, you're the toast of Mayberry.
Might as well have me look around town. No telling what might be coming up.
Might be coming down out of the hills. All right. So, guys, like I said, we got 7:30 a.m. I thought it said 7. So, I don't know. One thing said 7, one said 7:30. Let me look at another. So, they're going to be showing in the mornings at between 7 and 8 o'clock Eastern time. They're going to be showing episodes of the Andy Griffith Show in color and then maybe RFD. All right. So, Here's what they're going to be showing, just so you guys kind of have some idea. Malcolm at the Crossroads, you know, that's when Malcolm and Ernest T. Bass get in a fight. That's a great episode. If you've never seen it, it's color. I understand you're not going to like it because it's color. Don't. Come on. You got to do it. Then they're going to show, that's on the 4th of May. And then the rest of the week, the other four episodes, they're going to show the trip to Hollywood that the Taylors went off, where they went off to Hollywood. The Taylors were in Hollywood. They had a Hollywood party. You know, they're doing all that stuff. So that's that whole week. Then the Monday of the next week, they're going to show Aunt B takes a job. You remember that when she took a job with the people who were printing money. Remember that? That's that one. Then that week, the next two episodes on Tuesday and Wednesday, they're going to be doing the Return of Barney Fife, which is a color episode, but it's Return of Barney. Got to watch it. And then the next day is the Legend of Barney Fife. So you got to check these guys out. All right. So the schedule will be online. So go and look at MeTV. Then they're going to show, I believe it's the next day, the 14th, they're showing Jack Nicholson. Now, Jack Nicholson first appeared on Opie Finds a Baby. And that was in 1966 in November. Well, then the next episode, they're going to show Aunt Bee the Juror, which is the second time Jack Nicholson appeared on the Andy Griffith Show, which was basically a year later in October of 67. So he appeared two times right there. So those are really good to watch. I'm not going to tell you all the rest here, but they're going to have Barney comes to Mayberry. That's going to be back on the 21st. So there's stuff, visit to Barney is on the 19th. I mean, there's all kinds of really good color episodes. So if you don't like color episodes, at least try to record these so you can watch them. Now, the cool part is they're also going to be showing Mayberry RFD episodes opposite them. So at 7 and 7:30, they're going to be two of episodes of Mayberry, whether it's Mayberry RFD or the Andy Griffith Show. So go and check that out, because they're going to have a really neat episode. Like there's an episode where we find out about some moon rocks. Now, I don't know if you knew about this, right? It's called the Moon Rocks. We find out a little bit about Goober's brother. Did you know he had a brother? Did you know he worked for NASA? Yeah, so watch it. That comes on the 6th of May. Folks, there's so much. Set your recorder to record these things. Now, let's head over and let's talk a little bit about the Andy Griffith Show. As I said, they're going to be showing for the weeks. They're going to be themed. So the first week, which starts on the 4th of May, May the 4th, Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. Yeah, I don't know if y'all get that. I'm a geek guy, too. Anyway, May the 4th, they're going to be showing The Manhunt. The very first, first episode when Barney got his sidearm taken away from him. So that's the first one. The next day, they're showing a Christmas episode. Later in the week, they're showing Andy and Barney in the big city, which was the first time the episode went out of Mayberry. Okay. Then they're showing episodes the next week. Those were all about Andy that first week. The next week is called The Fife is Right. I love that. The Fife is Right. That's the name of the week. And so everything's about Barney that week. And so we've got the shoplifter, the haunted house, Barney's sidecar, the bank job, Barney's first car. Barney gets his man. There's just tons of them. They're going to have the bank job on the 13th of May. Now, the bank job is the very first appearance of Gomer Pyle. Okay, so we got that. And then Barney's first car is an episode that's considered to be one of the best. People love that Barney's car. Buy a car today, Barn. All right, so anyway, the week after that is Opie Dokie. So guess what? They're all about Opie. We get a shot at one point of Mr. McBeavy on the 20th. It's one of the rare looks of the Taylor's backyard, if you hadn't seen that. We got Opie's Fortune coming up toward the end of the month. It's another favorite episode. Let's see, the Opie the Birdman is on the 21st. I'm sorry, the Opie's Fortune is the 22nd. Opie the Birdman is Andy Griffith and Ron Howard's favorite episode, just so you know that. And then Three Wishes for Opie, which I love that episode. He's here in this room, right in this room with us. If he's in this room, of course, that's fine. Well, that episode is going to be on the 22nd of May, and that's the only episode in the entire series that used any kind of flashback. Okay, so I'm giving you all kinds of weird trivia here. The next week is the B-Team. So it's Aunt Bee and Sidekicks Kicks week. So that one's going to have the Pickle Story, those Gossipin' Win. The Pickle Story is Don Knotts' favorite episode, if you didn't know that. So that's all that week. They got My Fair Ernest T. Bass, Deputy Otis. So they've got sidekicks. It's not just all Aunt Bee, but it's a sidekicks week, including Aunt Bee. And that's the fourth week. And then, of course, they're following up there in the end with Return to Mayberry. But during the whole week, they're going to be showing stuff, or the whole month, they'll be showing episodes of the Andy Griffith Show and Gomer Pyle. They have the ones where Gomer, in the Gomer Pyle series, especially I want you to think about the week of the 18th through the 22nd, okay? If you like Gomer Pyle and the Andy Griffith Show, and you don't like Gomer Pyle, but you like the Andy Griffith Show, still watch those for sure. They're going to be coming on at 9 p.m. Eastern time. And the first of that week is Opie Joins the Marines, which has got Andy and Ron Howard on it. The next day, the 19th, is going to have Gomer goes home, where he returns to Mayberry. He heads home. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but he goes back to Mayberry and is involved in a search for a bank robber or something. But that's on a Gomer pile. And then the 20th, Goober is going to come and visit him and at the Marine base. And then the 21st, Aunt B is going to drop by. And then the 22nd, Clara Edwards is going to drop by. So all of those are so tied into the Andy Griffith Show. Definitely worth making sure you watch it. So that's 18th to the 22nd, that whole week. Now, all the rest of the Gomer Pyle episodes are also tied in. And I've talked way too much about this, but this is a really fun month because we've got an entire network, MeTV, that's actually focused on the Andy Griffith Show. So we need to dig them because they're definitely showing us a lot of love. So definitely take some time and go and check it out. Now, Floyd liked it enough that he actually did a little promo for him. So Floyd, let's hear it.
Hey, yeah, it's the month of Mayberry. Yeah, so watch me on MeTV.
So there's Floyd. He did that. Good job, Floyd. So, and he even got really into the thing and started trying to whistle the Andy Griffith Show theme song. So definitely this week or this month of May, head over to MeTV, enjoy yourself, watch the Andy Griffith Show. That's Floyd whistling. Keep it down a little bit, Floyd. So watch the Andy Griffith Show. Watch all these shows that are tied into it. Be sure to send some love to MeTV, maybe comment on things, tell them how much you're really enjoying it. It should be a lot of fun. And we can talk about it here on the podcast. Did you watch this episode this past week? Maybe we'll have some fun with that as well. So I definitely want to encourage you to do that. Good job, Floyd. He's reading the paper. And thanks, Floyd. He's almost done. Whistle along, everybody.
Hey, that's pretty good there. Yeah, that's good.
Good job, Floyd. All right, so let's head over now and hear from Randy Turner for this week in Mayberry history.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Be forewarned, this report is a first for the podcast. It is a three-parter. Many of the actors who appeared in Mayberry were also active and well-known in what is now called old-time radio. One of the best examples of such a radio series with plenty of Mayberry connections is Gunsmoke, which first debuted on April the 26th, 1952. And the very first connection is one I am guessing few fans of the Andy Griffith Show realize, since it relates to our favorite pharmacy gal, Miss Ellie. Gunsmoke was not a typical radio western of the time. Westerns were extremely popular, just as they would be in early television. But like the earliest television series, radio westerns were initially juvenile fare, aimed primarily at children, such as The Lone Ranger and The Cisco Kid. William S. Paley, the chairman of CBS, was a fan of the hard-boiled detective Philip Marlowe radio series. Near the end of the 1940s, he instructed his chief of programming to come up with a hard-boiled Western series, a sort of Philip Marlowe of the Old West. So Paley's programming chief then passed that assignment to the West Coast CBS vice president, since that vice president was who had actually developed the Philip Marlowe series. The vice president and two script writers then created an audition script titled Mark Dillon Goes to Galgi. And the name of the West Coast CBS vice president who developed this early version of what would become Gunsmoke? Harry Ackerman, the legendary producer of shows such as Dennis the Menace, Leave It to Beaver, The Flying Nun, Bewitched, and Gidget. He and Eleanor Donahue were married in the early 1960s, and one of their children, Peter Ackerman, has called in the two chairs in a waiting more than once with listener feedback. Ackerman and his writers actually recorded two versions of their script in June and July of 1949. Paley preferred the version starring Howard Culver as Marshal Mark Dillon. However, Culver was starring in a Western adventure series called Straight Arrow and was contractually prohibited from appearing in another Western for 3 years, so the series was put on the shelf for those years to lapse. However, near the end of that time, a different producer and writer who were planning on developing their own more adult-oriented Western radio series discovered the Ackerman creation and obtained the rights, changing the name of the lead character from Mark Dillon to Matt Dillon. Since they developed the actual series, they are generally credited as the creators of Gunsmoke, but it was Harry Ackerman who truly created the concept that eventually became the series. Set in Dodge City, the series premiered with an episode titled Billy the Kid. It was clear from the beginning that this was no juvenile series. It was praised immediately for unprecedented realism. Marshal Matt Dillon was voiced by William Conrad, who would later be known for the TV series Cannon and then Jake and the Fat Man, not to mention narrating the wonderful Rocky and Bullwinkle cartoons. Conrad had a great deal of input into Gunsmoke as it developed. The regular cast also included Miss Kitty, Doc Adams, and Dillon's assistant, Chester. Doc Adams was voiced by the legendary Howard McNear, who became best known to the public as Floyd Lawson, Mayberry's beloved and befuddled barber. Chester was voiced by Parley Bear, who did a stint in Mayberry playing to perfection the intentionally irritating Mayor Roy Stoner. Howard and Parley were both prolific radio actors. They racked up hundreds of credits for their work on Gunsmoke alone, but they each had well over 1,000 credits when adding in work in other series. I mentioned earlier that star William Conrad had a great deal of input into the series. When the series started, Doc was a darker character than we Mayberry fans might ever envision Howard McNear playing. Doc was often trying to make money by trying to convince Marshal Dillon that autopsies were necessary. In fact, this macabre predilection led to William Conrad inventing a full name for Doc, which was Charles Adams, taking the name after Charles Adams, spelled with two D's, the creator of the comic strip, The Adams Family, which also spawned the 1960 sitcom of the same name. As the radio series continued, Doc developed into a kinder character fairly quickly. It was eventually revealed that Doc's real name was Calvin Moore and that he assumed the name Charles Adams after killing a man in a duel and then fleeing to the West. Next week, we will continue discussing the ties between The Andy Griffith Show, which critics describe as among the best television series of all time, and Gunsmoke, which many critics describe as among the best radio series of all time. But that's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening. And remember to take Andy's advice and stay inside for now and act like somebody.
Thank you, Randy. Wow, Randy always comes up with such cool stuff. If you want to make sure you don't miss any of the cool Mayberry things that Randy's doing on the internet and all around, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com, turnersgrade@gmail.com, and he will make sure you are in the know. So, wow, great job, Randy. I love Gunsmoke, especially the older ones. I've been watching those a lot lately on the Cowboy Channel or whatever channel. Inspiration. That's where I think it's coming on. Great, great show. Did you know there were 30-minute long episodes? A lot of people have never seen those. Gunsmoke was on forever. So it's pretty amazing how long it was on. It would be even more amazing if there weren't a lot of Mayberry people on there. So I'm looking forward to hearing all the other stuff Randy's going to tell us. I have even taking the time to go out and find all the old, not all of them, but the old radio versions of Gunsmoke because Parley Bear and Howard McNear are on there. There's some podcast episodes I did years ago where you can hear William Conrad and Parley Bear talking about Howard McNear. from their time spent on Gunsmoke and other things. So definitely go back and look around. You could probably search for Gunsmoke at twochairsnowaiting.com and find those episodes. They're worth listening to. Definitely worth listening to. Folks, I think that's about all I have for you. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you're fired up about the month of May, Barry.
see what I did there? May, Barry. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so I hope you're going to enjoy it. I'm looking forward to it because, you know, it's just something special. We can watch the Andy Griffith Show at any time on DVDs or Netflix or Amazon Prime or wherever you might have them. But there's something really fun about watching it at the same time I know you're watching it. You know, we're both watching it on the same channel. And the next day, I don't know, at work or by email or something, you start talking about, hey, did you see what happened? There's just something really fun about that. So let's enjoy ourselves. Check out some of these other special shows that are going to be out there. You know, Matlock's going to be doing all, they're going to have a whole lot of Mayberry guests on there. Of course, Don Knotts being the main one, but Thelma Lou's going to show up. Anita Corso, Helen Crump, obviously Thelma Lou's Betty Lynn and Jack Dodson. They show up on a few episodes of the Matlock series. Love Boat's going to have Don Knotts, Andy Griffith, Jim Nabors, Ronnie Schell, Ken Berry. Same thing with Carol Burnett's show. The whole programming on MeTV is centered around Mayberry and Andy Griffith's show cast members. So, wow, what a great month we're about to have. So thanks to MeTV for doing this, and I hope you're going to enjoy it. I would love to hear from you what you thought about this podcast episode, because, wow, it's not a commercial. I was not doing a commercial for MeTV. Floyd wanted to. Hey, watch me on MeTV. Yeah, he wanted to. I don't think he did it right. But, you know, it's just so much fun just thinking about a whole month of Mayberry. So, folks, I'd like to hear from you. Tell me what you thought about the episode. Was I too? I was like a pushy salesman. Oh, I hate a pushy salesman. Yeah, I know, bud. So, or did you just enjoy it? I'd love to hear from you at floyd@imayberry.com. You can email me or call me at 888-684-8415. Until next time, everybody, have a great Mayberry week, and we'll see you here on Two Chairs.
It's Can-Can, over 50 years of endless deals. Deals at ShopRite's Can-Can sale. Going on now. You can't miss it.